AP, Joe Biden will drop Title 42 border protection. By Neil Monroe on March 30, 2022. President Joe Biden's deputies are expected to drop the Title 42 border barrier that helps border officials regulate the inflow of economic migrants, according to the Associated Press. The wire service reported on March 30. The Biden administration is expected to end the asylum limits at the U.S.-Mexico border by May 23 that were put in place to prevent the spread of COVID-19, according to people familiar with the matter. But the decision is not final and would be opposed by some Democrats, the AP noted. Senators Mark Kelly and Kyrsten Sinema, both Arizona Democrats, sided with Republican leaders to say Title 42 should remain until U.S. border authorities were prepared for sharp increases in new arrivals. Kelly's opinion is important to Democrats because he is facing an election in November for a seat in the evenly divided Senate. The barrier was raised by President Donald Trump's Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, CDC, during the initial coronavirus wave. In practice, Biden has the political power to direct the CDC to keep the barrier operating, unless judges intervene. The CDC barrier will expire on May 23 unless it is extended. As usual, the university-educated reporters at the AP favorably present the view of pro-migration advocates and ignore the economic damage done to less educated Americans' job and housing markets. The decades-long, elite-backed flood of migrant labor and renters created a cheap labor bubble that boosted Wall Street by impoverishing many millions of Americans, including almost 20 million American men who were pushed out of the job market. For example, CNBC reported on March 30. Roughly 20% of employees regularly run out of money between paychecks, up from 15% last year, according to the survey of more than 3,000 working adults in February. As a result, about one quarter of those polled said it's harder to afford necessary expenses and one third are unable to build savings, issues that are particularly problematic for low to moderate income workers. The CDC-governed Title 42 barrier allows Homeland Security Chief Alejandro Mayorkas to regulate the inflow of cross-border migrants to a level that does not break into the evening news. Mayorkas is regulating the inflow to about 150,000 per month, including roughly 50,000 migrants who sneak across the border. Mayorkas is not trying to stop the economic migration, but he is trying to funnel it through progressive-run agencies and nonprofits. DHS officials told favored reporters this week that the migrant inflow would likely triple once the barrier is lifted. Homeland Security officials on Tuesday described contingency plans for managing as many as 18,000 encounters a day at the border, regardless of the cause, reported the New York Times. That inflow would add up to more than 500,000 people a month, or more migrants than American births in a month. The flood would exacerbate the other economic damage being caused by the flood of roughly 1 million legal immigrants and perhaps 400,000 new visa workers into Americans' jobs and homes. The predicted flood has been encouraged by Mayorkas and pro-migration deputies, who quickly ended the border protections established by former President Donald Trump in early 2021. These deputies have also reduced the use of the Trump-imposed Title 42 disease-related rejections at the border, minimized the deportations of illegals, and accelerated the inflow of legal immigrants and visa workers. It is not clear if the administration is willing to stop mass migration. Mayorkas is a Cuban immigrant and a pro-migration zealot who argues that the United States is, and must always, be a nation of immigrants. A 2012 survey by Gallup showed that more than 150 million people around the world want to migrate to the United States. But some of Biden's officials are now alarmed about the public's reaction to their refusal to defend Americans' border. Democrats do not want the Southwest border to appear out of control in the months ahead of the midterm elections, which would fuel more Republican attacks on the Biden administration's border policies, the New York Times said. The inflow has rattled some Democrats who worry it may be too soon to return to pre-pandemic immigration rules at the border, said the Washington Post. In 2014, a rush of migrants at the border wrecked public trust in the border policies set by President Barack Obama. Those 2014 poll numbers derailed Obama's hopes for a mass amnesty and encouraged a New York TV personality to run for president. In September 2021, Biden's polls were badly damaged by the TV news coverage of the invasion by roughly 30,000 migrants at Del Rio in Texas. A supercharged repeat of the mass migration during the 2022 election year may help Americans to recognize their shared opposition to labor migration. That public opposition is revealed in polls, but it is suppressed by claims by investor-funded progressives that the United States is a nation of immigrants. The opposition is also hidden by the corporate-owned establishment media, which rarely describes the scale of migration or the public's hostility to labor migration. The U.S. population of legal immigrants and illegal migrants hit 46.6 million in January, up roughly 1.6 million since Biden was inaugurated, according to federal data posted by the Center for Immigration Studies. Since at least 1990, the D.C. establishment has used a wide variety of excuses and explanations. For example, Nation of Immigrants, to justify its policy of extracting tens of millions of migrants and visa workers from poor countries to serve as workers, consumers, and renters for various U.S. investors and CEOs. The self-serving economic strategy of extraction migration has no stopping point. It is harmful to ordinary Americans because it cuts their career opportunities, shrinks their salaries and wages, raises their housing costs, and has shoved at least 10 million American men out of the labor force. Extraction migration also distorts the economy, curbs Americans' productivity, reduces voters' political clout, undermines employees' workplace rights, and widens the regional wealth gaps between the Democrats' coastal states and the Republicans' heartland states. An economy built on extraction migration also radicalizes Americans' democratic compromise, promoting civic culture because it allows wealthy elites to ignore despairing Americans at the bottom of society. The economic strategy also kills many migrants, splits foreign families, and extracts wealth from the poor home countries. Not surprisingly, the wealth-shifting extraction migration policy is very unpopular, according to a wide variety of polls. The polls show deep and broad public opposition to labor migration and the inflow of temporary contract workers into jobs sought by young U.S. graduates. The opposition is growing, anti-establishment, multiracial, cross-sex, non-racist, class-based, bipartisan, rational, persistent, and recognizes the solidarity that Americans owe to one another.